Eddie Cantor, will you stop pacing up and down the floor?
Oh, you'd be doing it too, Harry Von Zell. If you received a threatening letter like I did... Hello? This is the Pabst Blue Ribbon Beer comedian, Eddie Cantor.
You sound so alive.
Alive? Who is this?
Babyface Moore. Oh. Cantor, I warned you not to run for president. Now I'm coming over to let you have it right between the eyes.
With such a target, how can you miss?
Don't worry, I won't miss. Goodbye.
Wait a minute. Hello, 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 hello. Harry Von Zell.
What's the matter, Eddie?
It's happened. It's that baby-faced Moore. He's really after me.
No wonder you barricaded yourself here in the house.
Yeah, I got everything locked up, and I got all the shades down.
Except one.
That's the window that faces Lana Turner's house. I keep looking over there.
And a time like this, you watch Lana Turner?
It's a test. When I stop looking, I'll know I'm dead.
Eddie, that letter warning you not to run for president must have been written by some political enemy of yours.
You're right, Harry. They heard my slogan, Cantor be great in 48. Now they want to change it.
To what?
Cantor be in heaven in 47? This thing is getting me, Harry. I'm a nervous wreck. I can't sleep. I haven't slept a wink in a whole week.
Well,
sleep at all.
I know one remedy for that.
What is that?
They say if you hold your nose and breathe through your mouth, you can fall asleep.
Oh, Harry, I tried that. I held my nose for 5 minutes.
What happened?
Ida walked in and said, how can you sleep if you keep thinking of your program? Oh,
Eddie, I've got it.
What?
This will make you sleep, I know.
Yes.
Just sit in a tub of hot water.
In a tub of hot water, he says.
Yeah.
I sat in a tub of hot water for 3 hours.
Did it put you to sleep?
No, but when I got out of that tub, I was so red, J. Parnell Thomas sent me 2 subpoenas. Harry, Harry, I don't know what to do.
Well?
I think I'm going crazy. I keep going around talking to myself, and it's pretty dull.
Dull?
Yeah, this is the first time I ever listened to myself, and I never realized I was such a schmo. Harry, it's starting again. Listen. Hello, Eddie.
Hello.
How are you?
All right.
How do you feel?
Pretty good.
See you later.
All right.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Good night. Maybe, Harry. Maybe it's ventriloquism. Huh?
Eddie, that is not ventriloquism.
No?
Listen, Eddie, if you keep up this way, you're going to wind up in the Hershey Institute.
The Hershey Institute?
You know, with the nuts inside the bars.
Harry, my nerves are shut. I can't stand it. Harry, he's coming for me.
No, no, wait a minute. Don't be silly. That's the telephone.
Yeah, maybe it's Babyface Moore.
Well, answer it.
Hello? Long distance. London, England? Put him on. Harry, it's King George.
King George?
Hello? Yes, Your Majesty. I heard about it. I read about it. And all I can say is, so what? Goodbye. How do you like that, Harry? He marries off one daughter. He thinks he's such a big man. Harry, why do... Oh, this time it's the killer, Harry.
No, it is not. It's the doorbell.
He's coming for me. I know it.
Now, wait a minute, Eddie. I've been thinking about your problem. I figure the only way for you to feel safe is if no one can recognize you.
Yeah?
So I sent for a plastic surgeon.
A plastic surgeon? But who? Who? Who?
What do you do?
Plastics. Russian, I refuse to believe that you're a doctor.
Campbell?
Yeah?
You are speaking to the world's foremost plastic surgeon.
Yeah. Surgeon? That's an expensive fish.
Where did you get your bill?
Now, Russian, tell him what a great doctor you are.
Sir, I have practiced in every state in the Union. California, Alabama, Wisconsin.
Go on, go on.
There's more.
Of course there's more. There are 48 states in the Union.
Strong Union.
Oh, stop it, Russia. Now go on, tell Eddie about your medical experience.
Very well, very well, very well. You see, I started my career as a plastic veterinarian.
Yep.
A plastic veterinarian?
Oh, there's no such thing.
No? You saw the horse Trigger?
Yes.
Formerly Lassie.
Russian. Russian, if you're such a great plastic surgeon, why didn't you do something about your own face?
That I did. I did.
You did?
Kemper?
Yeah?
This you wouldn't believe because it's a lie.
Yeah.
But last year I took the lobes of my ears and shortened them. But it was a waste of time.
It was?
Yes. This year the style's changed, and I had to let out the hemline.
Oh, Russian, I don't believe that you're a plastic surgeon at all.
No? My dear common man. Do you recall how Jimmy Durante's nose used to turn down?
Yes.
With the aid of plastic surgery, I fixed his nose so it turned up.
Oh, that's fine.
But Snuggles.
Why not?
Every time he sneezes, he blows his hat off.
Oh, no.
But let me tell you about my most famous operation.
Yep.
Last week, I removed the brain from a man and put it in a jar of alcohol. And do you know what happened to that man?
Yes, he became an NBC vice president.
That's very funny. That's very funny.
What? What's very funny?
Every time he sneezes, he blows his head
off. Listen, Russian, I need a new face so the gangsters won't recognize me. Now get down to business.
Okay, Kemper. We are now in surgery.
Yes, surgery.
I am starting the operation.
Mm-hmm.
Oxygen.
Oxygen.
Suture.
Suture.
Scalpel.
Scalpel.
Blindfold.
Yep. A blindfold for my eyes?
No, for mine. I can't stand the sight of blood.
Oh, get out of here. Oh, Harry, I can't change my face. Why do you do things like that to a guy who may get it any minute?
I'm sorry, Eddie.
Harry, think of it. I'll never see this house again. It has so many happy memories for me. This is the house Ida and I came to when we were married. I remember how I carried Ida over the threshold.
Eddie, you can still remember carrying Ida over the threshold.
How can I forget it? I was in bed for 4 weeks with a sprained back. Harry, that was a long, long time ago. My, how the time goes by. When we kiss goodnight and I hold you tight, I wonder why all the crickets die. Don't you suppose they know how I hate to go? We start out early, just a little after 7. Then it's 11:15. And when we've just begun, it's 10 to 1, and need an alibi, 'cause the clock don't lie. How the time goes by.
Bye, 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 bye. How that time goes by. Can't help it.
Funny the way the moments seem to fly. Why does it get so late for you and I? Why do we ever have to say goodnight? Nighty-night, nighty-night. Many's the time I've really wondered why. Many's the time I've heard the crickets cry. Honey, do you suppose they really know?
Of
course I love you so. We start out early.
3, 4, 5, or 6.
Just a little after 7.
Heaven with you.
Then it's 11:15.
I'm in a stew.
And when we've just begun, it's 10 to 1 that we're going to have a smart reply. We're going to have to find an alibi. No, the clock don't lie.
How the time goes by. How the time goes by.
Yes, Harry, the time does go by, and there isn't much left for me. Babyface Moore's going to get me.
Oh, Eddie.
Oh, the end is inevitable, Harry. Give me a pencil and paper.
Yeah. What for?
I'm going to make out my will.
Your will?
Oh. It's got to be done, Harry. After all, you can't take it with you.
Why not? You didn't throw it around much while you were here.
Never mind that. Now, let me see. I have only two things that are worth anything. A little money and a baby carriage. To my darling wife and children, I leave my money. To my friend Al Jolson, I leave the baby carriage.
Jolson? I didn't know.
Say, at his age, he's got to be wheeled around in something. Also, to Al Jolson, I leave my ever-sharp pen. He's the only man who'll ever find out if it's guaranteed, not for years, not for life, but forever. And Harry, control yourself.
I can't.
Why not?
You haven't got to me yet.
I will, kid. But it's awful, Harry. Never again to see the sun come up.
Never again to see the stars appear.
Never again to smell the sweet scent of roses.
Never again to drink that blue ribbon beer. Ooh, I can't bear to think of it. You'll never be able to dip your lips deep down into the lacy cool foam on a sparkling glass of Pabst Blue Ribbon. You'll never be able to say, how delicious, how wonderfully refreshing.
You know how fast he loses his grip when he gets into the commercial?
Yeah, really, I can't be sad when I think that Pabst Blue Ribbon flavor is the result of 103 years of skillful yeasting, expert carbonation, careful mashing, and a whole series of Pabst processes known as the art of brewing. But it's also the result of another Pabst development, which we call the science of blending. You see, the Pabst people have found that it takes the blending of never less than 33 fine brews to produce that evenness of quality for which Pabst Blue Ribbon is so famous. Yes, it's the science of blending, added to the art of brewing, that has made millions all over the world settle down to real beer enjoyment with blended, splendid Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Harry.
What, Eddie?
Maybe after I'm gone, some way, somehow, you can arrange to send me a case of Pabst every week?
Well, of course. Oh, but Eddie.
Yes?
Where you're going, how will you keep it cold? Eddie?
Yep?
We've been up all night. It's beginning to get light out.
Yes, the world is coming to life, and I'm sitting here waiting to die.
Oh, the rooster is crowing.
Yeah. You'd crow, too, if you were getting 90 cents a dozen for eggs. I wish that bodyguard would get here.
Bodyguard? What bodyguard?
With all the excitement, Harry, I forgot to tell you, I advertised for a bodyguard. Maybe that's him.
Yeah.
Hello?
Guess who?
Babyface Moore?
Correct. You've got one life. Would you like to try for nothing?
Look, please, Babyface. You're not going to hurt me, are you? I'm the father of five children.
Five kids, huh? You made a record.
Yeah, but after January 1st, Petrillo's going to make me stop.
I'll see you soon, Catter.
Harry, how can I get out of here?
Well?
How can I escape?
Now, look, there's no use running away, Eddie.
You're right, Harry. You may escape the swift flashing stroke of the foeman's sword, but the guilt within my soul is a conquering horde.
Why, Eddie, that's beautiful. Who wrote it?
One of my writers. He went to college. Listen, Harry. Why doesn't that bodyguard get here? Harry! What's that at the door?
Now, Eddie, stop it. It's probably only the breeze.
Oh, no, it isn't the breeze. It's Rose and Bloom.
Maxie Rosenblum, the former light heavyweight champion of the world.
Mr. Cancer, I saw your ad for a bodyguard in yesterday's paper, and here I am.
I'm glad... Yesterday's paper? What took you so long to answer it?
I had to find somebody to read it to me.
Maxie, have you ever had any experience as a bodyguard?
Oh, of course. I was a bodyguard for Charlie McCarthy and Lana Turner.
Charlie McCarthy and Lana Turner? Charlie McCarthy's a dummy.
Yeah, but I ain't.
Look, Mr. Cantor needs a bodyguard very badly.
Yeah, you see, my life has been threatened. I'm going out of my mind with fear. I hear strange noises. Bells ringing. Whispers.
I know the feeling. Punchy.
No, you don't understand. I'm going crazy. Crazy, crazy.
Mr. Cantor, stop shouting, please. Do you know what happened to my ear?
Yeah, what happened to your ear shouldn't happen to a cauliflower. Look, son, and I use the word in desperation. Maxie, you got to protect me. They want to kill me so I won't be able to run for president.
Tell me, Mr. Canner, why is it that a man like you wants to be president?
Well, it fascinates him, that's all.
Haven't you ever been fascinated?
Oh, sure. I was fascinated twice. Once on my arm and once on my leg.
Look, Maxie, I think you... Oh, maybe that's the killer.
Hello, Mr. Canner.
Why, it's Max Baer, ex-World's heavyweight champion.
Canner, I saw your ad in the paper for Bodyguard, and I'm your man. You know, I'm the world's outstanding prize fighter.
Yeah, I saw you fight Joe Louis. You were out, but you weren't standing. By the way, you know Slapsy Maxie Rosenbloom?
Why, of course. Hello, Ducky.
You call Rosenbloom Ducky?
Certainly. Canvas back.
Now, fellas, just a minute.
Look, Brad, there's only one reason why I don't tail into you with both hands. And knock the living daylights out of you.
What's that?
why don't you do it, Maxie?
What?
Why don't you do it?
Because I'm yellow.
Yeah, listen, Slapsy, you better be careful how you talk to Bear. Did you ever see him fight?
Nah, I only saw him in the ring.
Now, look, fellas, I told you I need a bodyguard.
Yeah, let's settle this thing. Who's going to get the job? I didn't come here for nothing.
You what?
I said I didn't come here for nothing.
Yeah, I can see you never worked for Canner before.
Harry, will you sit down? I'm trying to hire a bodyguard. Slapsy, what would you work for?
Well, to me, the money is a memorial.
I'll tell you what. I want to protect my life. I'll hire the both of you. I'll give you $500 between you.
Nah, that ain't enough. We gotta have at least $200 apiece.
All right, it's a deal, but you drive a hard bargain.
Well, now that we are in your deploy, upon whom do you wish us to fester our pugilistic virtuosities? Upon whom?
Maxie, you got a dangling participle.
I got it by the preliminary in Pittsburgh.
Well, anyway, the guy you're supposed to defend me from is Babyface Moore.
Who?
Babyface Moore. What am I doing outside? How do you like that, Harry? Those two big palookas are scared of Babyface Moore.
Yeah.
And I was going to pay them $500. Harry.
Hmm?
You're a big strapping guy.
Yeah?
Why don't you take the job? $500? You could probably bluff him.
Well, for $500, I'll try anything. I'll do it.
Good. Now you go around to the back door. That's where he'll try to get in.
Well, don't worry. Okay, Eddie. I'll be at the back.
Good. Now I'll go in the house and make sure that...
Hello, Canner.
Baby Face Moore.
A killer. See this scar?
Yeah?
Gunfight, 1936.
You see the scar?
Yeah.
Appendicitis, 1942.
Come on, Canner, I'm taking you for a ride.
A ride? Where?
I don't like to say, but it won't be on the friendship train. Come on.
Well,
Hey, Eddie, you know what? I just saw Babyface Moore outside, and I beat him to a pulp. I hit him with a right
Harry,
and a left.
Harry,
the old uppercut. Harry. I knocked him out. Harry!
You knocked out Babyface Moore? Listen, I happen to be...
Yeah, quiet, punk. I'm talking to the man. Eddie, get this. When he gets up, I says to him, so you're Babyface Moore. I says, and I nailed him with a right. I said, you're Babyface Moore. Yeah. I says,
Harry, wait. This is Babyface Moore.
Yeah, how do you do? And
you're Babyface Moore, huh?
That's right. Who are you?
I'm the late Bonzel.
Come on, Canner.
All right. Goodbye, Harry, old pal.
Goodbye, Ted. No, I'm not going to let him do it. Listen, you hoodlum, you're not going to kidnap my friend Eddie Canner, you hear me? I'm not going to let you take him, you understand? I'm not going to let you take him.
Shut up!
Goodbye, Eddie.
Just so you don't get any more ideas, Bonzel, I'm going to the next room and cut the telephone wires. And while I'm gone, I don't want to hear one peep out of you guys. You understand? Not one peep.
I'm not afraid of him, Harry.
You're not?
No.
Peep.
No, I don't think I'm afraid of him either, Eddie.
You're not?
No.
Peep.
Between us, I bet we could take him.
Sure we could.
Peep.
Catch it, Harry.
Yeah. But... fine couple of yellow bellies you are. You stood right here while I went out of the room. You're nothing but a pair of spineless jellyfish.
That's what you think. While you were outside, we...
Pete, four times.
Go ahead, Eddie. You show him. Show him. Yeah, Cantor. Let me hear one peep out of you.
I can't. My peep is pooped.
All right. Outside. Now get in the car. You drive, Cantor. I ain't got a license.
Hey, Babyface Moore, let's stop and get some gas.
I got lots of gas.
Then let's stop and get some bicarbonate.
Hey, watch out. You just went through a red light at 60 miles an hour. You're driving on the wrong side of the street.
This is Los Angeles. Nobody will notice.
That's very funny. Very funny.
What? What's funny?
Every time he sneezes, he blows his hat off.
Babyface.
Yeah?
Where are you? Where are you taking me to?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Of course. Next Thursday, Jack Benny's going to be on my program, and he's not getting paid. I never thought I'd live to see it.
You won't.
Gosh, this very minute my program is on the air. And I'm not there to...
Okay, Kent, I'll give you one last listen. I'll turn on the radio.
Faith Moore. So, friends, please be on the lookout for Eddie Cantor, who was kidnapped a little while ago. When last seen, Cantor was wearing black shoes with socks to match, blue shirt with tie to match, 55 years old with jokes to match. And now the following special dispatch from Milwaukee.
The sponsor done told me, way back in Milwaukee, the sponsor done told me, Bonzel. We know Cantor's missing, we're sorry, but listen, you've still got Pabst Blue Ribbon to sell. The sponsor done told me, it's time to cuddle up, stuck to this mic where I plug those brews. Thursday night,
spread around the news of 33 fine brews, Blue Ribbon.
With 33 fine brews.
Not too dark for light.
The beer that's always right.
Blue Ribbon.
Delicious with cold cuts. I love Pabst Blue Ribbon, and that's the reason I shout, keep raving about those 33 wonderful brews Thursday night.
For 100 years, the best of all the years, Blue Ribbon.
With 33 fine brews.
Splendid beer.
So good throughout the year.
Blue Ribbon.
With 33 fine brews. The sponsor done told me they're sorry Babyface Moore has put on the snatch. They hope Cantor safe that he hasn't a scratch. But meanwhile, excuse me, for it's only natch to plug the best beer that can go down the hatch. When I hear from Eddie, I'll shout out the news. Did let not keep plugging those 33 brews. Those brews Thursday night.
Sing out the news about 33 brews every Thursday night.
The brewery done told me.
Thank you, friends. Really, I hardly know what to do next. If Eddie were here, he was going to introduce our guest tonight, Audie Murphy.
Oh, why don't you do it, Harry?
Well, yeah, Cookie, I guess I'll have to. Friends, we have a very distinguished guest, the most decorated hero of World War II, the man with a lot of ribbons on his battle jacket and a lot of heart under it. I'm very proud to present Audie Murphy.
Thank you, Mr. Von Zell. Friends, 3 years ago about this time, the enemy was launching a big counteroffensive. American fighting men were mowed down like blades of grass. And millions of you prayed there'd be enough left to win. They did win. but for lots of them, victory was and still is nothing but a bed in a hospital. Folks, how long is your memory? How big is your heart? You know, Christmas will be here soon, and Eddie Kanter wants to make sure that every disabled veteran has a Merry Christmas. You can do your part by buying an extra Christmas gift when you shop. Tell the clerk it's for disabled vets. 6,000 department stores and the National Retail Dry Goods Association are cooperating. If you do the same, the disabled veterans themselves, through the American Legion, will see that the gifts are properly distributed in the hospital wards. I know firsthand what these guys did for you. What you gonna do for them? Do what you ought to do, folks. Give a gift to a Yank who gave.
Hello?
Harry. Harry, this is Eddie.
Oh?
Harry, I managed to get you a phone.
Eddie, wait.
Wait a minute. How do I know you're Eddie? How do I know this isn't a trick?
It's me, Harry. Little Eddie Kanter. The man with the jokes. The man who sings those songs. If there's a gleam in her eye, each time she straightens your tie, you'll know the lady's in love with you. And if she can dress for a date without that waiting you hate, it means that lady's in love with you. And when your friends ask you over to join their table, but she picks that faraway booth for two. Well, sir, here's just how it stands. You've got romance on your hands because the lady's in love. The lady's in love because potatoes are dearer. Tomatoes are dearer. But what's that got to do with love? You know, butcher the baker, the old candlestick maker, gave their price an upward shove. And Sunday night when you take her to see that movie, and she says the balcony seat will do. Well, sir, here's just how it stands. You've got romance on your hands because the lady's in love with you.
Yeah, Eddie, I'm convinced that you're all right. Now, where are you?
Harry, I'm being held at an old abandoned shack.
Well, tell me quick, where is it located?
On the northwest corner of...
Eddie, what happened?
I'm sorry, your party has been disconnected.
Disconnected? They got poor Eddie. Good old Eddie. He loved to spend each Thursday with you. He was my friend. But it looks like he's through. Friend, any person having information which will aid in the return of Eddie Kanter, keep your big mouth shut. And remember, folks, tune in again next week to the good old Harry Von Zell Show, when our guest will be the famous comedian Jack Benny. Ladies and gentlemen, here's a message straight from the heart to every American who believes in freedom. This winter, millions of our freedom-loving friends in Europe are in desperate need of food. Europeans cannot get back on their feet unless they get enough to eat. We in America can help. We can help by saving food those abroad so urgently need. So please do your part. Cooperate with President Truman's food conservation plan. Save food to save the starving. Save food to save freedom.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.